Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hey, my friends, how are you? So on these short little Thursdays, I try to share just a little bit with you about what's going on in my life or ways to help you, whatever it may be. And I thought maybe I should start sharing with you on these short Thursday podcasts examples of what joining my program would be like. My program is very, very fluid and can be shifted and shaped in ways that work for my clients individually or as a group. The program can be 6, 10, 12 weeks long. Again, like I love planning and making curriculum. So if you come to me and you say, I only have 6 weeks, I can create it to do 6 weeks. If you're like, I'm in it for the long haul, let's do 12, I will do 12 with you. I know how to do that. So there are so many tools and strategies that we can put in and try to take away if they don't really interest you. And the programs can shift and be centered around whatever your goals may be. So if it's health, that's great. If it's finding a new job, that's great. There's different sessions and tools for goals centered around whatever it may be. Weight loss, new business, finding your higher power, finding ways to bring more money into your life. The whole thing is based on a 12-week individual program that I got certified life and health program through Health Coach Institute. So I am, certified through there, and that was based on a 12-week individual program. But I also have my master's in curriculum, which is creating and planning lessons, basically. So I just took that and made it my own, added things about healthy habits and regulating your nervous system and all these great things. And now I can shift and shape it into what works specifically for you or the group. And the first week is really about diving into your whys and finding your motivating factors. I ask you all kinds of questions and we dig around and see what your real motivation might be. So for example, if you want a new job, we think about why. Is it because you hate your job you're in? Because you don't get the freedom you want? Is that freedom you want allowing you more time with your family? Are you trying to find a way to spend more quality time with your family? How we get to getting a new job might look very different from how we get to spend more quality time for your family. It might not, but it might be. So we kind of dig around until we find those motivating factors that only asking questions will truly get to you. When we buckle down on those motivations, that, by the way, can change and probably will change as we go along in the program, we can start creating some actions that could be healthy habits to move us in the right direction. So oftentimes, people will come to me with a goal. This is what I want. Okay, let's dig around and find out what that motivating factor is. Because I have found, and most people have found, that until you have that true motivating factor, you're never going to hit that goal. You need to know what that why is, what that drive is. And if we can get down to that bare minimum motivating factor, we will know how to inspire you and motivate you to get to that goal. And once we have that, then we're going to work on habits and how to create healthy habits in your life to then take those small steps to lead you to that bigger goal. So a couple things I work on with my clients in this session and in general, but starting with this session, is anchoring and decluttering. So anchoring the habits into something that you're already doing, something that will remind them to do that action. So, it's also called habit stacking. Oh my gosh, bear with me today. Oof. It's called habit stacking as well. But habit stacking is like, okay, I have this habit of making coffee. So every day I make coffee. If I also want to take my supplements, I could put my supplements right next to the coffee. There we go. There's a habit that will start. Anchoring can be a little bit different. It can be like, okay, I want to start writing in my journal every night. So I am going to light a candle. And when I light that candle every night, I'm now going to know I need to take a few deep breaths, get my stuff out, and journal. So we can look at it and see what works with you. That's the amazing thing about the program is that we really dive into what's going to work for you. Because yes, you can be given something like, this is what you do. These are the 7 steps that you do. And you're like, okay. And halfway through, you're like, this has nothing to do with me. It's nothing that I really want to do, nothing with my motivating factor. So, it has to be individualized. It has to be specific to what's going to get you to do the thing. So that's why we work on that. We also brainstorm all the things that might get in the way of creating that habit and find ways we can declutter those things. So that's the actual second thing is decluttering. Because we want the habit to be able to happen easily and naturally. So if you're like, okay, I really want to take my supplements, I'm going to put them next to my coffee in the morning. Well, what are some things that get in your way? Well, if I start the coffee and then my kids yell at me and I know I have to go do this and all of a sudden I'm gone. Okay, how can we do that? How can we say, okay, no one is allowed to talk to me while I get my coffee ready so I have time to take my supplements? Do I get up 10 minutes earlier? Only 10 minutes earlier. So now I can make my coffee in peace before my kids wake up and know that I'm going to take my supplements. Like these are kind of like crazy, off the cuff, off the top of my head things, but this is what we do. What can I can make sure of and declutter to make sure that I'm going to do this healthy habit? It might even be like around my coffee pot is a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to get rid of all that stuff and only have my supplements and my coffee pot. It might be something as simple as that. So, another thing that I like to do during this first week is a visualization practice. And because this is something that I can walk you through, but then it's something that you can do at home anytime you want to. So you can visualize the action and imprint it on your mind. So these are some of the things that we do in week one. And I have found that these questions are so eye-opening and get to the true heart and desires that you want. And the small steps and the small practices to create healthy habits are just so easy and so doable that the clients are actually motivated and excited to do them. So they do it. The small little steps, that's all we take. It's not like you have to do this huge thing. Nope, let's just conquer small little things. So that is a lot for week one, but I also have a journal that I have created that goes along with it so that you can, it'll help you out for the rest of the week when I'm not there, when I'm not there to cheerlead you. But often I also include like opportunities to message me or whether it's through Facebook Messenger or Voxer or whatever, that you can also message me as well and I can reply to you. So even though when we aren't together, I can still cheerlead you on. The journal is also there to help you and cheerlead you along. So that's what my week one really is about, getting to the motivating factors, finding out what our goals will be, creating a healthy habit that we can start right away, anchoring it so it will happen, decluttering it so it will happen, practicing visualization so it will happen. And that's the first week. So if this is interesting you and all, like you want to know anything about this or it's resonating with you, just let me know. Reach out, let's talk, let's start a conversation. If you aren't quite sure, I'm going to go through the whole 12 weeks right here. So every Thursday is going to be what I would do in that week. That week is like right there for you. You can see if you like it, if you don't like it. Also, you can be like, well, I kind of already know how to do that. Then try it at home. Try it at home for sure. Like, I love coaches. I love having a cheerleader on my side, but I know also there's some things that I can do on my own. So if you can do any of these things on your own and this conversation sparks that, that's a big win for us. Big win. And at some point, if you get where you need a cheerleader, grab my hand. That's what I'm here for, right? Grab my hand. Let's choose us. Let's take this next journey together. And this is what we would do in week one. So, as always, I love you. Choose yourself. You're so worth it. And if you want, grab my hand. I'm here for you. Thank you. Hey friends, I want to quickly jump on and let you know a little secret that has made my family so much healthier. If you're like me, getting fruits, veggies, berries, and antioxidants into my meals is way easier said than done, especially when our time to get fresh vegetables in our area is extremely limited. That's why my family started taking Juice Plus, which are actually herbicide and pesticide-free fruits and vegetables that have been dehydrated and put into easy-to-take capsules. They are even free chews for your kids, and mine are teenagers and they still eat them. Juice Plus is a super easy way to make sure me and my family are getting the nutrients, minerals, and vitamins we need to be healthier. Interested? I don't blame you. Message me and I can tell you more. Why? Because I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.